Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Morning Wooder. If I am Earl, this is Travis.
How's it going, folks?
All right. How you doing today?
Pretty good. And you?
Oh, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. The snow has fallen, and I got my coffee, just looking at the snow, and getting ready to go to work.
You're getting snow?
Yeah.
Oh, Mom was actually talking about that.
Yeah, it's not sticking, but it is snowing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, do you ever get a chance to go out there and go sledding or?
We made last year we made snowmen, and I didn't go sledding because I thought, how the hell am I going to get back up? No, just kidding.
Yeah, that's. I would give you a rim shot, but that's not a joke.
It's not a joke. Yeah, that's. Well, I went to the doctor yesterday, because my insurance demands that I have a yearly checkup.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the doctor yesterday for my yearly checkup, and it turns out, so the doctor goes, everything's fine. You don't have diabetes, but what you need to do is stop eating so many fried foods, and you need to do more exercise. And I'm like, bitch. I said, bitch, if I could eat right and exercise, I wouldn't be fat.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's so true. Anyway, so. Yeah, so that's the fun that was going on with me.
Yeah, you've never had hankering to go sledding or anything?
I do, but like I could really sled out of my driveway. My driveway is really kick ass for sledding. So
yeah, but then you have to worry about somebody just barreling down your street.
The problem is that when you're a kid, you don't worry, you know, you don't worry about it. As an adult, I'm worrying what's going to happen at work tomorrow? How am I going to get to work? How am I going to pay for my house if I hurt myself sledding?
When you just say pay for your house or paint your house, because I'm pretty sure you're going to paint your house for all that shit.
Yes, I'm going to paint my house when I shit all over it from sledding. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, whenever I go up to Mount Charleston, I always pick the smallest hill.
Well, I think my driveway is bigger than some of the hills at Mount Charleston.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. But.
But yeah, it was a good weekend.
Yeah,
let me get this out of the way before, because Mom, she was writing me to talk about it. She heard that there was some guy who owns like a string of mattress stores.
Yes,
in the Midwest, and he bet $10 million.
So he has a mattress store in Texas, and at the beginning of the year, he made a $30 million bet that if the Dallas, I don't know, some whatever Texas team went to
Houston Astros.
Yeah, that's it, the Houston Astros. He bet $30 million that they would go to the World Series. So he said that if anybody bought anything out of his shop this year and the Astros win the World Series, he will write their debts off. He will pay for their mattress, or they can refund it for their money back. So as the year went on and the Astros were winning, he kept hedging his bet and betting a little bit more money, a little bit more money. They ended up paying him over $30 million. It's the highest sports bet in history.
Is that wrong, Mom?
Yeah, but they said $10,000 before he'd pay it off.
What?
She said that they had to spend $3,000 before he paid their debt off.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
That mom wanted me to tell that story because she was infatuated with it. So we got that out of the way. So
What would mom do with $30 million?
What would you do with $30 million, mom? That sounds boring. She said nothing. She would give it to her kids.
No, I think that's a good idea. I like it. I like that idea. I like anything about it. I wouldn't change a thing about that one.
Yeah.
What would you do with $30 million?
You know what I'd do. Two chicks at the same time.
You don't need $30 million to do that.
You do it when to give a God like me.
Fair enough.
That never gets old.
It never gets old.
Okay. Well, what I did this weekend, we're going to get on a little bit later on in the.
Oh, okay.
Sounds good. You want to get right to it?
Well, is part of the news Dave Chappelle?
No.
Okay.
Me and mom just watched that. His monologue.
Yeah. Okay, so you know about this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so because Dave Chappelle did a Netflix comedy special, and he talked about trans people, and so the trans people were boycotting Dave Chappelle. And so even the writers of SNL, when Dave Chappelle was supposed to be on Saturday Night Live, some of the writers were boycotting the show. And I thought, well, finally, something funny is going to be on SNL. Because they're not going to have the same writers.
Yeah.
And I think anybody that was boycotting that should be fired from their writing job. Because comedy should be something uncomfortable to talk about. And if these so-called writers are so thin-skinned that they're going to walk off their job because they were offended by something a comedian says, that they should be fired for not fulfilling their job. People made fun of fat people for years when I was fat. I mean, I still am, but I was fat too. So nobody boycotted it. They still make fun of fat people, all right? So these trans people need to grow a set of balls. And if they have balls, get some ovaries, because it's a bunch of shit. Anyway, thank you. So, you know what they should have did on SNL is if they boycotted Dave Chappelle, they should have just ran the Best of Chappelle show in place of Saturday Night Live, because it would have been funnier than anything on Saturday Night Live now.
Yeah. But his monologue was really good, though.
Well, I did hear about the part where Kanye West was like, "I can say anything I want to about the Jews, and they won't drop me." And then they dropped him. He lost $1 billion in one day. Yeah. And Dave Chappelle said, "If there's two words that you should never say in Hollywood, it's the Jews."
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. So I thought that was funny. And I thought it was good for Dave to host the show. And now the Jews are mad at Dave for making fun of the Jews.
Yeah. He didn't say anything that was bad. It was just...
Well, the Jews are saying that because he made fun of the Jews, that it's... that he's, they're trying to cancel him, but you can't cancel somebody that doesn't care if he's canceled.
Yeah. Yes, but so you can't really touch Dave Chappelle because you already know he's going to say outlandish shit. So, yeah.
And if you're canceling Dave Chappelle, isn't that racist?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up.
Maybe if he was part of the alphabet people.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. All right, let's get into some news.
Okay. Well, here's news. You know,
the rest of the story. Stay tuned for news.
So apparently Disney Plus is talking about doing a young Indiana Jones series.
Okay.
Like even before the young Indiana Jones series came out.
So it's going to be a fetus or what? I mean,
he's going to use the umbilical cord as the bullwhip.
As a whip?
But I was like, that'd be cool.
The pacifier. I give you the bottle. Give me the pacifier. Adios, senor.
Well, I think it would be cool because we would actually get Henry Jones. You get to see him, and he's like a well-established actor. Like you get like a Chris Pratt for that.
Yeah, or maybe even somebody British. What if you got somebody like a
or Scottish, I don't know,
like Tom Hiddleston or something? You know what I mean? Like, is that too?
But Connery wasn't he's Scottish though.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, these guys do accents all the time. Do you know Connery was Scottish? He was pretending to be English.
Yeah,
as James Bond. So,
but yeah, you see Indy, but it's focuses more on Henry and maybe young Sala and what was the other guy? Marcus.
Marcus, yeah. Could you imagine and show the connection between Marcus and Henry Sr. because they know that, you know, the passage of the, you know, how they do that, they have a special handshake and everything.
Yeah. Like the pen. Yeah. The pen is magia than the sword.
Yeah, because you could tell that they were really good friends.
Yeah.
You know, and
I think that would be cool, but I think it would be lost with everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, if they did a Henry Jones and Indy shows up, he's like short round.
Yeah.
To Henry's Indiana.
It's like, Junior, you Betty Big, you big liar. Oh.
They, did you actually hear the guy, they were talking to Harrison Ford about this.
About doing a TV show?
Yeah. And, yeah. I think we have a clip of his interview. Here it is.
I'm going to be, they're making Indiana Jones younger, something like that. They want me to introduce the clips like some sort of Animal Kingdom or some shit. I don't know. I'm really excited about it. Okay. Stop this interview.
Wow, another great interview from Harrison Ford. That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's always full of piss and anger.
He is. The guy at 85, he is just ready to go.
Maybe he's just full of piss.
Well, you know, that's what he keeps that bag on his side now.
He thinks the satchel is a sack full of piss.
Hey, I heard that they're doing they're testing Indiana Jones 5.
Yeah.
And the tests are coming back with the score abysmal.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. So Disney's trying to figure out what they're going to do. They may just put it directly to Disney Plus and not put it in the theaters.
Ooh.
Could you imagine? Yeah.
Oh, that really sucks.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
I mean, why would it be abysmal?
They're saying that they put the woke culture into this movie.
Mm.
So you know how everything's about tough women now?
Yeah.
All right. So part five is pretty much part four, except it's a girl playing the part. And she takes the mantle of Indiana Jones.
Oh, good Lord.
So,
yeah, we have a movie like that. It's called Tomb Raider.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what they should do is they should make a sequel to that one and call it Indiana Jones and the Temple of Bones. And then, yeah. She enters this this sacred room, and there's an idol there, and the idol looks like a big schlong, and all these aborigines come out from nowhere, and they just start teaming her. Like,
I watched that movie,
and then she just runs. The rest of the movie is just her running a train on all these aborigines, and then when they pass out after the the big shebangabang. And then she grabs the idol and finishes up with that.
Indiana Moon Jam.
Yes.
That'd be good. You got my money.
That's the only way I could think of that this would be entertaining.
Indiana Jones. Apparently, Netflix is developing a Dungeons & Dragons Lair movie.
Oh, based on the old, based on the game or based on the cartoon?
Based on the game. And okay. It's going to have, they want to have Ryan Reynolds as Dirk.
Dragon's Lair.
Yeah, Dragon's Lair. What?
I thought we were talking Dungeons & Dragons.
No. That movie does look good, though.
Yeah. And I'd even watch a Dragon's Lair movie.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a series on Netflix with Ryan Reynolds.
You know what would be funny is if that some of the episodes ended with him getting burned up or something, and then the next episode begins with him respawning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Because that was something that was really interesting about the game.
It was like choose your own adventure or something.
Yeah. It would show him and say, drink me. And then if you drink it, he'd drink it and it'd be poison and it'd kill him. So. Mm.
Did you ever beat that game or no?
Oh, no. Shit, no. I couldn't. No, that game was, for me, it was kryptonite. I loved watching it, but it was incredibly hard to play.
Because it was all cartoon, right?
Yeah, and when you had to move the cartoon, it would blink, and then when it blinked, that was when you had to move. But I was like, I couldn't tell if I was supposed to move after it blinked or while it was blinking, and so yeah, I died like crazy on this thing.
Mm. It's not like how games are now.
Yeah, no, now games are actually easier than they used to be.
Yeah, well, like Chris has got the new Call of Duty, and that game looks so cool, but at the same time, it's like, it looks so realistic, I was like, so I don't have to worry about what it would be like going in the army.
Yeah, you're already there.
Yeah. And I definitely don't know what would happen. Give me a shot.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There's rumor. This one is the guy who directed It. And he's also directing the new Flash movie. He's supposed to be... He's supposedly going to be doing the Justice League.
Oh. The new one. Okay, so it's not going to be a take on Zack Snyder's Or are we getting the same?
They don't know anything. I heard that too, that they're trying, that Snyder's getting back, but then I heard this, and so I don't know what's going on.
Well, at least they're trying to put something new together, so.
Yeah. Well, like, speaking of doing new stuff, James Gunn is talking about he's developing a Lobo movie.
Yeah, how much would you like to see Jason Momoa as Lobo?
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah.
I mean, it would conflict with Aquaman, but I think he could pull it off.
Well, in a recent interview, Jason Momoa was like, look, one of my favorite, because you know I love comic books, and one of my favorite characters, I have all of his comics, and he didn't say Lobo, but somebody else said Lobo, and I think it's actually Jason Momoa's idea that he wants to be Lobo. So,
he's like, my man.
Yeah. Conflicting with Aquaman, as long as those two never met. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because Lobo is more of like a Superman villain, is he?
Yes.
And it's like a space.
Yeah, he's more like Superman, Green Lantern Corps. Like, rarely is he going to meet the Earth level heroes. Mm. In particularly the underwater level heroes.
Yeah, Aquaman, he's pretty close to the most like level.
Although, if we're going to get Marvel versus DC, I want to see the Guardians of the Galaxy meet Lobo.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Directed by James Gunn. Because if it was Guardians versus Lobo, but directed by somebody else, I'd be like, eh.
Yeah, it's not going to be as good.
But if it's directed by James Gunn, that would be definitely worth it.
Yeah, that would be worth the money.
But back to the director of It,
Flash.
And Flash. Apparently Flash is getting good reviews.
Well, I think, you know, the movie's probably really good. It's just Ezra Miller acts like a turd.
Yeah, he's such a headache.
Yeah.
Well, you see DC's got four movies slated for next year.
What have they got?
Shazam.
Aquaman 2.
Aquaman 2.
Flash.
And Blue Beetle.
Wow.
Yeah. It star, I think, Shazam, Flash, Blue Beetle, and Aquaman.
Yeah. They got, DC's got four movies coming out next year, and Marvel's got probably a whole shitload.
Oh, they got a crap ton of movies coming on Disney Plus or TV shows.
Yeah.
I think they got three movies next year.
Yeah, so Ant-Man.
Yeah. Guardians.
Guardians, yep.
Blade was supposed to come out next October, but that got pushed back.
Yeah, that's been shelved for a minute. So,
I know something's coming out later in the year.
You just got to think.
Yeah. And
I try to think, nothing happens.
It's not my strong suit.
Oh, the Iron Wars.
I think Iron Wars is coming out in Armor Wars.
That's it.
That's not coming out until, I think, 2024.
Okay, all right.
I think.
Probably right.
What do you say to a girl after she gives you a really wicked BJ?
It's clobbering time.
Oh, nice.
You get that?
I got it. It's clobbering time.
Yeah. Okay. Hit.
Well, it's time once again. Yes, it is, my friend. It's time for the Marvel BJ. We give you all the news in the MCU, and then we'll be on our way. We got Sam C. Hope and the Mighty Thor, and when I get done, I'll be Thor. Here it is, and here it comes. This is the Mighty Thor J.
So, MCU and Sony, there is six projects. They announced that there's going to be a six project deal with Tom Holland.
Yeah.
He's gonna show up in Daredevil Born Again.
Nice. I like it.
And then I think one is the Venom.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna be three movies around Venom.
They'll probably do two or three movies around Venom.
Yeah. Well, they have like a big conference call, and Sony says they want to do another team up with Tobey Maguire and
Andrew Garfield.
I was like, yeah, that'd be cool, but I mean, once you've seen it once, you know, it's pretty much lost its luster.
But you have to introduce it in a fresh new way, all right? So here's what you do, okay? You show Tom Holland, right? Like do it as a two-parter, right? First part, Tom Holland, Spider-Man, gets attacked by, I don't know, you want him to get attacked by Venom or you want to do Maximum Carnage? What do you want to do?
I would do Carnage just because, well, actually, let's do Venom.
Okay, so
choose your own story.
Yeah, so he gets attacked by Venom, right? And he Venom like beats his ass, or he figures out a way to beat Venom. All right, he beats Venom, but then Carnage shows up, right? Hold on, let me think. Okay, so the symbiote attaches itself to Peter. That's how he beats Venom. It attaches himself to Peter. Peter now has the black costume.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it hasn't venomized yet. It's just the black costume. Then Carnage shows up and wrecks him. And that's the end of the first one, right? And you're like, what's going to happen? Well, because the symbiote... Andrew Garfield is dealing with his version of Venom. Tobey Maguire is dealing with his version of Venom. And they somehow get sucked through into the same universe by the symbiote. Mm-hmm. They're all connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say the symbiotes combined and they get really big. And it becomes this giant version of Venom. All three guys pop out like Ace Ventura coming out of that rhino, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the symbiote falls down into the cracks. You don't know where it goes. But now you have all three Spider-Men going up against Carnage. And the symbiote actually connects again to Eddie Brock. And he realizes that, you know, even though Spider-Man is a pain, we have to get rid of Carnage. So... you have Carnage, I mean, Venom and the three Spider-Man taking on Carnage for the win.
That's a good pitch.
Thank you.
Sony should really hire you to develop their movies.
Well, you know, I think they should hire anybody except for those two monkeys that they got throwing darts in a room.
Yeah.
Because whoever thought you could make an entire movie out of Madame Web without Spider-Man is the same person that thought that they could make an entire Morbius movie without Spider-Man.
Well, apparently, I guess they're talking about doing Topher Grace's Venom showing up in Madame Web.
Yeah. Could you think of a worse movie?
Yeah.
You know, Topher Grace's Venom, it was the worst part of Spider-Man 3. And if you go through Spider-Man 3, there's a lot of bad parts.
Yeah.
It's It's like going into a sex shop and trying to pick out the least painful dildo.
Is there one?
Yeah, Topher Grace. So, that's my take on it.
Yeah, it's a good take.
Sony is desperately just, they're just trying to print money. And what they need to do is think about the fans. You know, the reason Marvel is because they thought about the fans.
And the reason why Spider-Man No Way Home made $1 billion wasn't because of Sony.
No.
It's because Marvel.
Yeah. It wasn't anything Sony did to make that money.
And I think they're thinking that that was the reason. And it's like, they're getting a little too cocky.
Yeah, they put the cock in cocky.
Yeah.
Bunch of cocky catchers. Yeah.
And speaking of the multiverse.
Yes.
The multiverse and stuff. Did you hear Owen Wilson is, they're talking about having him pop up in Deadpool 3?
Wow. Oh, this is amazing. Wow. And then Deadpool says that, wow, your nose looks just like my face. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, because he's going to be obviously part of the TVA. The Fantastic Four from Fox's universe might show up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The Fantastic Four.
Michael Chiklis, Chris Evans.
Not the ill-fated Josh Trask one?
No.
That so desperately bombed.
Yeah. I think that would be kind of cool. Because I can see all the jokes that he can make with Chris Evans and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be funny if they showed up for a minute.
Yeah. There's also talk that Kevin Feige wants Secret Wars to be, the Avengers Secret Wars to be big. So he's talking about doing a Yeah, crossover with everybody from all Fox, all Marvel movies in the past.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner get back together?
Yeah.
That would exactly. be crazy. Colin Farrell shows up?
Yeah. Too soon. And Michael Clark Duncan?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not showing up.
No, he's not showing up.
I mean, maybe if you got a Ouija board.
Oh, fuck. That's pretty messed up.
Thank you. That was a good one, Earl. Thank you, Earl.
You're welcome, man. Jokes as dark as Michael Clark Duncan's penis.
That's right. Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of dark penises.
I have the dark penis. Oh,
okay, back what I was talking about earlier in the show. I went and seen Black Panther this weekend.
Yes. We got to talk, especially during the Marvel BJ, we got to talk about the Panther.
Yeah.
All right. What'd you think?
Namor, he kicked so much ass. And I don't even care that he had that stupid bone thing in his nose. He was amazing.
I agree. You and I both talked about it, how, oh, these commercials are tricking us. Namor is not going to be the bad guy. And it turns out we were wrong.
He was the bad guy.
Namor was the bad guy.
But he was the bad guy in the first comic he showed up in, right?
Yes. Yes. But it was good. I liked it. I thought he was good and I liked that even at the end of the movie he's still a dick. You know?
Yeah. And they did a nice
for Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, the very start and the one at the end too.
Yeah. It was the intro will make you cry.
Yeah.
You know? Just you know how they normally do the Marvel and they show all the characters. This one was just Chadwick Boseman tribute to him.
And you heard nothing. Like yeah. No music, no nothing.
And then they had the, you know, they were explaining that he had an illness, you know, and it wasn't that he hid from them. So it wasn't like, you know, out of respect, they didn't say, oh, you know, it was Thanos, you know, that took a number on him, or they didn't explain, you know, what happened. It was just, you know, people die, you know, and this was him. And definitely. Sure, he was trying to save him.
Yeah. It was good, though.
I liked it. I thought I liked the girl that played Ironheart.
Yeah, she did a good job.
She did a good job. I liked it. I liked that Senator Ross came back.
Yeah.
And that he was actually married to Lady Hydra.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. You know, some people are saying that it had too much, that Ross was unnecessary in the movie. But...
Well, you have a white character in the movie somewhere.
I felt that it needed a white character somewhere. Like, come on. This is still Marvel. We still, you know, we gotta...
You have Mexican, you have black people. You have a white center somewhere.
Yeah, you gotta, come on, have a white guy in these movies for once. Jesus.
Yeah, don't whitewash everything.
Yeah, or blackwash everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
They set up young T'Challa.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably won't see him as a big deal for another 10, 20 years, but you know.
No. The way they grow him young out in Marvel, he'll probably have to take over in Secret Wars. Sure, he'll probably bite the big one. In the Secret Wars, and they'll move on, and all hail King T'Challa.
Yeah,
take the throne again.
Yeah, that is true. And he looked just like Chadwick Boseman.
He really did.
Yeah,
I was waiting for him to go. It's cone. It's got the juice. But he did.
I enjoyed it more than the first one. I was a little bit harsh after I got done seeing it, but as I was thinking about it, I was like, it wasn't that bad. I would give it maybe 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I might give it an 8 out of 10.
That's fair.
Yeah, I think I liked it better than the first one.
Yeah, the first one, it got a whole bunch of hype, and I just didn't like it that much, but this one I did.
Well, the other one was hot on the heels of Infinity War, so you know we were itching to see what was going to happen.
No, it was right before Infinity War.
Yeah, it was hot on the heels.
Yeah. And then Angela Bassett, man, she acted the shit out of this movie.
She had a great. She had two great scenes. One where she was facing the, I think what was it, the United Nations.
Yeah,
and then the one right after, right before she died. It was a great one. Yeah. So she
deserves an Oscar or something.
Well, you know, but okay. So now, do you think she'll get an Oscar because she did give a great performance? Or do you think that they won't give it to her because it was a comic book movie? Or do you think they won't give it to her because she's black? Or do you think they will give it to her because she's black?
Or
do you think they'll give it to her but take it away from her after Will Smith slaps her on stage?
Or they're going to give it to her because she's a chick with a dick.
Or, wait a minute.
I'm just kidding.
But if she pulled it out on stage, I'd give her an Oscar for that.
Or.
Yeah. Or did you come here to see WCW?
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
That was a good surprise.
It was a good surprise. I couldn't believe they pulled it off, but yeah. Killmonger showed back up and
because my buddy, he was like, oh yeah, Killmonger's going to show up. And I was like, well, they're going to bring him back to life. I go, wait, why would they bring him back to life? But they would say, nah, T'Challa, nah.
Right, yeah. So you're not going to save T'Challa, but you're going to save Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. Maybe,
same guy.
Michael B. Jordan, Killmonger.
Yeah, Killmonger.
Yeah. Yeah, but the guy who played Namor, man, he did for his first movie.
Oh, is it his first movie?
Well, I mean, it's his first American movie.
Okay.
I think he's predominantly a Mexican soap star, I think.
Okay, well, he did a good job.
Oh, he did a great job. And, like, I threw a shit fit. Like, I loved it when he said, I'm the first mutant.
Yes.
I was like, oh, my God, they said it.
Yes, they said it.
Yeah, I was like, ah.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then right before he was defeated, he was like, Imperius Rex. Yeah. And that's that was always his way of saying that, you know, like kind of like Wakanda Forever. Imperius Rex was Namor's like war cry, you know, mm-hmm. Avengers Assemble, which yeah. Imperius Rex means that his people, he's a badass, is mm-hmm. basically what it means. So.
Yeah, I pretty much got that like way after. But speaking of the Black Panther, they're Ryan Coogler is getting with Disney Plus. They're talking about doing multiple spinoffs of Black Panther.
Well, they're already doing the Ironheart, and they'll probably do one about the lesbian bodyguards.
The Menage or Menage?
Yeah, the Menage a Trois.
If they did like a series on M'Baku, I would love that.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I thought he was really good.
That guy, he's so good.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting for them to, what's his name in the comics? Manape?
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for them to do that and be like, he's called person black person ape.
The white ape, or no. Yeah, maybe it is man ape. Oh shit. It's
yeah. That's right. So yeah, I think it's man ape.
I thought they called him the white gorilla or something.
All I know is Stan Lee was a little bit racist if he called a black person ape.
Well, you know, you ever saw an NBA game? Never mind. It's you. You raising cocks like a you.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So, now, okay. So I didn't understand. M'Baku went down to the war grounds and showed up did he challenge Suri for the throne?
No, he was challenging anybody who wanted to challenge her.
Oh, in her place.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what he was doing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Yeah, because I was like, so you can be absurd because she's 100 pounds of nothing.
Yeah.
You take away her Black Panther ability, you're gonna kill her.
Yes. You could take off that suit and I would kill her. What? With my...
My 12-inch hog.
That's right. With this golden phallus I found in the Temple of Bones.
From Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones. I'd sound like gold dust.
That's all I got this week.
All right.
You got anything to add?
No.
Okay. Take us out.
All right. We gave you all the news of MCU, and now we're on our way. We talked about Sensei Hulk and the Mighty Thor. Now we're done in our ass and soul. That was it. Now we're gone. That was the Marvel BJ. Thank you.
Okay. As per usual, we're in this show with a downer.
Yep.
Why not? With a couple of passings this week.
Yes.
First off, comedian Gallagher.
Yes. You know, like a lot of people always shit on him, but he was actually born Leo Anthony Gallagher Jr. This guy did stand-up comedy for nearly 40 years. I always enjoyed him. You know, Lene and I used to watch his all of his. He was the first. He was the first comedian to do an hour-long special on Showtime, and Showtime was like an HBO at the time. But he had like witty wordplay, and he had sharp observational humor, but he was always, you know, like clown shoes because of his sledge-o-matic routine.
Well, he was kind of like, almost like George Carlin, but not filthy.
Right. He would, like, yeah, exactly. He would throw in a couple of F words, you know, like iced tea in the wintertime. Why not? Because it's fucking dumb. All right.
that's funny.
Yeah. So he was 76 and he died of organ failure. Mm-hmm. So he was in a hospice, but I thought he was great, you know. And sometimes I still use Gallagher jokes that I picked up once in a while. I can't remember which one they were, but yeah, big fan of Gallagher's. So big bucket of wind
for Gallagher.
Yes, for Gallagher.
And the other one, Kevin Conroy.
That's right, Kevin Conroy himself. The voice of Batman, the animated series. He passed away 66, but he'd been battling cancer for a while. So now, not only was he the voice in the animated series, he also did Batman for the Superman animated series. He played old Bruce Wayne for Batman Beyond. He was Batman in Justice League. And he did Batman for the Killing Joke, a remake, you know, the adaptation of the Alan Moore? Is that Alan Moore? Yeah.
Well, he was also Batman in the Arkham Asylum games.
That's right. I forgot about that. So,
and he was also Batman in Mask of the Phantasm.
Yes.
So, you could argue he is Batman.
He played Batman more times than anybody, even Adam West.
Like, he was more, like, I can argue he played the live-action Batman.
Yeah, in one of the,
Arrowverse shows, right?
Yeah, he was that old man Bruce Wayne.
That's cool.
Like, yeah, you can argue. I mean, yeah, you can argue who's Batman. Michael Keaton, Adam West. But there's a lot of people. Kevin Conroy is Batman.
That's great. You know, and I always enjoyed his, I was disappointed. You know, I think, is it Flashpoint Paradox where RoboCop does Batman's voice? And it's disappointing because you want it to be Kevin Conroy, and instead it's drop the gun or I'll be trouble, you know?
Oh, Peter Weller. Okay. Yeah. I actually thought you meant RoboCop, and I was like,
Yeah, Peter Weller sounds like he gargled razor blades before he started talking. So it's...
Mm.
He's very rough. Very rough. But, I like that there was a World's Finest cartoon where Superman sees Batman and he uses his X-ray vision. He looks under Batman's cowl and he goes, Bruce Wayne. And Batman goes, you're cheating. And then later on, it shows Clark Kent helping Lois. He's holding the door open for her, and he stops and he looks. And it shows like 100 yards away, Batman sitting in a bell tower with these high-powered binoculars. And he takes the binoculars down and he looks at him like, I got you, asshole. So it was...
That's funny.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
The audition before Kevin Conroy got the gig, they auditioned Michael Caine for Batman.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I have some audio right now somewhere. Here it is.
Hello. You know who I am? I am Bloody Vengeance. I am Bloody Revenge. I am the Dark Knight. I'm Batman. And you have just earned yourself a beating the size of a tangerine. And then I'm going to kill your fucking dog. Wow. I can see why they didn't choose Michael Caine for that.
Well, Brian Johnson actually auditioned for Robin, too.
From AC/DC?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to hear this one.
I got audio of that, too.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
Hey, Batman! Ooh! We're going to have to catch the... Ooh! We're going to catch him! Ooh! We're going to catch! And we're going to get... The Joker! Fire! Ooh!
Well, you surprised that I had that sound just lying around, didn't you?
What's that?
I said you were surprised that I had those audio tapes.
Yeah, I was surprised you just had those laying around. What a coincidence, the passing of Kevin Conroy.
I tell you, I got the hug up.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's good. Anything else?
No. Kevin Conroy, big bucket of win.
Yeah, big bucket of win, Kevin Conroy. I was wondering if you had any more tapes.
I got another one here. Jesse Ventura is Mr. Freeze.
Oh, I know. Let's hear that one.
Okay.
I have to tell you, Batman, that you have frozen my heart. My heart is as frozen as the winters in Minnesota. By the way, did I ever tell you I was governor? I was a Navy SEAL. Did I ever tell you I was a Navy SEAL? I have detailed files now. But I have to tell you,
My heart is frozen. Just like Minnesota. Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, I have another one here. It's probably my best one.
Oh.
Sylvester Stallone as the Joker.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one.
Okay.
All right.
You know, a year ago, you know, these cops, the lawyers, you know, they wouldn't touch you, you know? But, you know what happened, you know? Your balls drop off, you know, a little bit, you know? You know, I also know why you have, you know, your little conjugal meetings, you know, during the daytime, you know? You know, my mom always told me, you know, if you're good at something, you know, shouldn't do it for free. You know, if you do that, then, you know, you're mentally irregular. You know, so, you know, and it's really simple. What I'm going to do, what I'm going to tell you, you know, is, you know, what I got to do, you know, is, we got to, you know, kill the blunt man. Fuck. Wow.
Yep. Saved the best for the last.
Yeah, that was great. That was,
yeah.
That's for what I think I can see why they didn't choose Sylvester. I think he was trying to capture too much of that Heath Ledger Joker.
And well, also it was about 10 years before Heath Ledger came into play.
It was. Turns out Heath Ledger was actually going through these old Sylvester Stallone tapes. People think that he was copying Tom Waits, but actually he was just doing an impersonation of Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that was really good.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's all I got.
Okay.
All right. Hey, all right. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Morning Wood. And you can catch us here every Tuesday. And if you're listening to us, you're probably listening to us on Spotify through the Anchor app. And if you see us on Facebook, you could like us, tell your friends. If you see us on I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Oh, I think I sneezed the shit in my pants. Now I got a whole different problem. You can find us on YouTube. And if you see us on YouTube, like us, subscribe to us, and maybe one day we'll put some new shit up on there. And then also, you might be able to find us a little bit of Instagram. Some Twitter-ish a little bit. And just basically, if you see us, like us, say hi to us on the street. Maybe buy us some, you know, a beer or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool.
Yeah.
Until then, enjoy your coffee and be good to each other.
See you there, folks.